virtual green room right now as part of our author's corner. Beverly Korbanek is with us, and she's written a book called, check this out, Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed? This book will pull you in. Imagine being scammed financially, emotionally, devastating how that is, romantically being scammed. There's so many ways this can happen, and she joins us now. Hey, Beverly, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Let's talk about your story. You are from Pittsburgh, and you worked at a lot of different places in Pittsburgh, and I think a lot of people know you, love you, etc. So like so many people, you get caught up in a couple of different things. Explain why you wrote the book and your backstory.
I wrote the book because I was scammed, and the more I delved into it, I found that a lot of other people are being scammed. But they were actually living with no light, no gas, actually no food. They gave all their money to the scammers. And that was from all walks of life, from psychiatrists to doctors to the extremely poor. And I got really mad because not only did it happen to me because I gave all my retirement funds to them, I decided to write the book to identify how they write, how they converse, and how they draw you in. And in order to and try to help people to understand that instead of spending money on a scammer that you've never met with their sad stories, spend it on yourself. You know, enjoy life, life to the fullest. And that's the essence how I wrote the book. I'm not a writer. I don't profess to be one. I wrote the book kind of for everybody to understand from all walks of life.
And so through your own story, explain what happened to you and how you were scammed.
Well, people do say hi to me all the time, and they also, you know, I have people stop in the car and say, you know, just stop the car and say hi to me, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not unusual that that happened on Facebook. And I wasn't looking for any love interest at all, but the guy kind of caught my attention, and the words he said were very interesting to me, and I got caught up in his story. And then it's just not one person on a one-to-one basis like everybody thinks. You're being scammed, and there's only one person. I talked to his son. I talked to his friends. I talked to his lawyer. I talked to everybody that knew him. So I thought this guy was legit. And then all of a sudden, he said his son needed some drugs, and he was on a ship, and he couldn't get off the ship. He was on an assignment. And I looked up the drugs on the internet, and sure enough, those are the drugs for the illness. Scammers aren't dumb. So, and then I got too caught up in the whole thing, and he ended up in another country, and et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
And that's all written in the book. It got to be really intriguing, but it was so bizarre. It was either true or a complete lie. And I was afraid that if it was true, I didn't want money to stand in the way of helping somebody. And it was supposed to be a loan. He was supposed to pay me back. I actually wrote a contract with his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You ever write a contract with somebody who doesn't exist? It doesn't really hold up.
No.
So we had, and I even contacted IC3 and, you know, asked them to help because I wasn't sure if it was real or fake. And IC3 is the Internet Crime Complaint Center for the United States. If you are scammed, you know.
Yeah.
I got a complaint number. Nobody to date, after all these years, ever replied to me.
Wow.
And they're supposed to reply if you lost, supposedly, talking to the scamming groups, if you lost more than $150,000. And I lost more than $150,000.
Oh.
In fact, talking to people, they have lost over $500,000.
Wow.
On their scammers. And there are some people that I've been talking to in Pittsburgh, they have been scammed, but they're afraid to admit it. And that's the sad part, is that it's not the person who's being scammed that really the book is for. It's for the people who know them to stop them and have them read the book and to understand, because a person's being scammed, you can't get through to them. They're caught up in his story or her story. It happens to males and females alike.
Yeah.
And they get so caught up that they don't really understand what's going on.
Right.
In fact, I found the most scammed man ever. I love to hear his story, though. He lives in Germany. He's the most scammed face. These faces that they show you aren't their faces. They're innocent men. And I like people to understand that, that what you're looking at isn't the person who's scamming you. And the pictures in the book, all these guys are innocent men. I was scammed twice. And the second one was the most scammed man ever. They use his face to attract women, because he's actually really good looking.
Right. So people don't know. So people don't know. They see that, and that's a front.
Yes, correct. And they're called avatars.
Wow.
And yes. The people, there are people who help, knowing that people are being scammed, there are people who help the scammers, and they're called mules. It got so, it is so intricate that it was bizarre. And so I had to write the book to have people understand, because they said they see them on the internet. Well, I found out you can make internet fake, too. They make these faces, and they're not really, what you're looking at isn't the person you're talking to.
Right. Wow.
So
wow.
It is a big, and then you don't know who the money is going to. Are they going to their families and they're poor? Or is it they're going to fund an illegal act? And all of a sudden, I got really upset about that. And I wrote the book to identify and help people stop doing what they're doing and try to break the cycle.
Ah, I love that.
I probably will be scammed even more after the book goes out.
I like that.
To try to
stop that. So I want to tell everyone again to pick up the book. It's called Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed. Beverly Korbanek is the author, and of course you can get it on Amazon. And I know that you're writing it to stop this, to stop the scammers, but I think there are people that could read this and maybe you could get through. I know it's tough and people get sucked into it, but what do you say are some of the characteristics to look for? Obviously, one of them is just because you see a pretty face on the internet, don't think it's necessarily that person, right?
No, it's not that person at all. They're using somebody else's face.
Right.
In fact, there are websites that you can identify the face, and I wrote that in the book, too.
Good.
There are anti-scam groups that you can join to help you identify the people. And I suggest if you think you're being scammed, talk to the anti-scam groups, and they will tell you exactly what to look for. It's the writings. The writing is very poor, but they always come from another country. Now, you have to understand, too, some of these people from another country aren't going to write perfectly. So you have to bear that in mind as well. So just in case, you know, because I noticed that the words and they use the word cause, because they don't know how to spell cause, so C-O-S.
Ah.
Yeah, so certain words they use because they don't understand the English very well.
Right.
Also, immediately after they talk to you, within a month, a tragic accident will happen to them. Also, if you say you will join them or you want to go visit them, they'll always find an excuse that you cannot. They're too far away. It's going to cost too much money. Even though you're spending money to help them, you can't buy an airplane ticket to go there.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah, and they'll show you pictures. And some of the pictures in the book, I found out this one guy that was laying out in a stretcher is an actor, because I saw his face recently on TV.
Wow.
So they sent me a picture from a TV show.
Wow.
So
yeah, so
you
scary.
Think that these are all true, but they're not. And the things is the writings, that disappear, you know, you can't visit them. They can't go to you for whatever reason known to mankind. And they're very elusive, but the reasonings is always very plausible. So if you don't touch them, feel them, if you can't kiss them, they aren't real.
Wow.
So a person who really loves you will travel distances for you.
Yes. So we want people to get the book. And again, I'm going to tell them, wow, scammed or not scammed, Beverly Korbanek, I think it's great that you've done this, and let's get some of these scammers out of there. Thanks for joining us on the show, and thanks to everybody for listening to this version of the show, too, as well. Thanks, Beverly.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.